everybody. I'm Jason. That is Jacob. It's the show after the show, the After Show podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Really do appreciate it. I can't wait to see everyone at this event on May 31st, where I'm just billing it now as the Freedom Series, Homelessness in Seattle, or Homeless in Seattle, almost like Sleepless in Seattle,
okay,
which actually might be the topic of the next legit Freedom Series, but this one, we'll just call it Freedom Series. It's happening on May 31st in the city of Seattle, and it's exclusively to talk about the tent city that the city has been lying about and will do, and they thought they were going to get this done under the radar. I at least want to put up a fight. So from 6 p.m. to 7:30 on May 31st at 415 Westlake Event Space, which is 415 Westlake Avenue North, come by. Join me. I'm bringing donuts. I'm bringing the good kind, Top Pot. And we're going to cut them in quarters, though, because I'm only buying a dozen, and I fear that we'll get a whole bunch of people. But what if no one shows up? People actually have to show up.
Then.
But if people don't show up, then I look weak in front of the city. So that's my concern.
People are still willing to bother them via emails.
That is true. But I do kind of want to be a little bit more, you know, in their face in person. Not in their face, per se. But I want them to actually see us. So they can actually listen to us while we yell at them.
Okay.
I won't yell. I'll talk maybe. I'll do, you've heard my sanctimonious, like, high horse speech. I'll just do that. I just need a lectern because I need to slam my hand down.
Aren't you just bussing people in if you're bribing them with donuts?
No, I say they have to live in the city of Seattle. They have to be impacted by this directly. I'm saying I'm catering.
Literally catering.
Yeah, but they cater. They're having coffee.
Uh-huh.
They provide a little Entenmann's cake or whatever. Is that bussing people in?
And you won't.
It's just a thank you.
Okay.
That's all.
I feel like progressives are going to end up with the donuts and you're going
to
be...
I'm going to hold on to them.
You're not going to let them have them.
I'm going to do a once-over, look them up and down like, no. Like, I know who you're not one of our people.
But you said the password was
please. Yeah, but they're not listening to the show, so they're not going to know that.
So they won't say please? You don't think they're polite enough to just accidentally use the password?
If they look like a Capitol Hill millennial hippie, even if they are a listener, I'm going to apologize, say, I'm sorry, I just can't.
I'm not going to get a donut.
I can't do it. Yeah, you're definitely not getting any donuts. I'll have Darren show up, and he'll videotape it for us. And then we'll make a cool little video for KTTH.com. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Getting a donut? Oh, if no.
You're not showing up. And I know you're not going to go, so I'm not going to indulge you. You're not showing up because you're not a team player.
When is it? Where is it?
It's next Thursday in Seattle. It's 415 Westlake. I want to say it's by the Buca di Beppo.
Okay.
Like right by the Paul Allen Institute.
The South Lake Union. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I think that's where it is. But it's 415 Westlake Avenue North. If you want more information and some background on this, send a keyword homeless to the number 1-800-465-8770. And just real quick about the whole keyword stuff. Because we do keywords as a way to have us just automatically send you information that you otherwise might not be able to write down or remember.
Yeah.
When, for example, I tell you head tax is the keyword, and then I say one word head tax, and immediately someone sends in the keyword head, then an actual space, and then tax, it really annoys me. It just, and I don't get it.
Well,
someone, for the head tax one, it was so that you can get a petition sent to you. Someone just texted the keyword petition. I didn't say that. I go out of my way to say it very slowly. Head tax or homeless. Someone's going to send me home/less.
Well, at first you were still just responding to people with the link. Have you decided that if they don't do it right, then it's on them and they don't get the information?
No, I still send it to them because
you still want the click.
Well, yeah, because I have incentive to do that. But I'm just saying it's kind of annoying. And someone said, send the word and only the word head tax. That's the keyword head tax. Someone sent, this was their text, the word head tax.
And sometimes you've noticed them put spaces in between every letter of the word that they.
You have to purposefully do that.
Yeah, that's so much work.
Someone typed rants, R-A, or space A space N space. Why? I don't understand. That's not how it works.
They're never going to stop if you don't stop rewarding their bad behavior.
That is true. But sometimes these are people who are fresh, who've not sent us any text messages before.
Maybe there's a special, you can have it somewhere on your computer that you copy paste every time. Just a warning. Just you have incorrectly entered the password. Please try again.
It's possible that I can set it up so head and then tax, like both of them separately as two words might set up. But I don't think you can do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I don't, just leave me alone, man. I can't make it any easier. So just do what I say. It's one word, homeless.
Maybe say no spaces instead of one
word. What does one word mean?
They don't, maybe they're just, they're, they,
okay,
they
tomorrow,
don't understand.
If we do
You'll
head
say
tax,
no
I'll
spaces.
Say one word, no spaces. Just head tax. One word, no spaces. And then it's going to be tax of the head. Like, that's what I'm
going to
find
get. A way to screw
Everyone
it up.
Everyone does it. Okay, when we come back, Kendrick Lamar set up a fan in a way that I think is kind of mean-spirited, at least according to just a quick read I did. We'll get the full story when we come back right here on the After Show podcast. Welcome back to the After Show podcast. Jacob, I asked to pull a story. Kendrick Lamar, I'll give the basic setup and then you can fill in any of the blanks.
All right.
Kendrick Lamar is a rap, hip-hop musician. He invited onto stage at a recent concert a fan of his who happened to be a white woman to sing the song with him, or to rap along the songs with him. Now, his music can sometimes include bad language, including the N-word, to which she sang on stage. He stopped it and then kind of gave her a hard time for it.
Yeah, so I'll just start. I think I've gotten all the bleeps, but it's a podcast, so I can make sure. But
it's a podcast. We don't have to worry.
Make some noise for the lady right now.
So inviting her on.
Yeah.
Oh.
One thing
she
I can
said,
fill
we
in. This is not the first person he had on stage. So there was at least one other guy who, it sounds like from my understanding, based on the Twitter thread that I read of a guy that was at the show, I think he performed the same song, or at least performed a song that also had the N-word in it.
Did he say the N-word?
No, that guy. Okay. So, and that'll come up later in the, but just to, yeah.
She said, "Where we started at."
Probably
I told you every time.
Huh?
Swear I got you.
Arrows and crips all got along. They probably got me down by the end of the song.
She singing this?
No, not yet.
The whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street,
I think Kendrick Lamar's not singing this either, so.
So that was an N-word. Another N-word that she's saying it now. That's why people are booing.
Wait.
He's referring to a guy that did
really
it before.
Cool, bro. You have to work.
You gotta bleep one single word,
no.
though.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I do it?
Yeah, you did it.
I'm so sorry. Oh my god.
Should she stay up here, y'all?
No, everyone says no.
Was she being sarcastic?
Stay up here, I got you.
It sounds like I can't tell. It sounds like she might be serious. Like, I'm sorry.
But it's so obvious, and she's like, you can't hear it in the bleep version, but she's so clearly saying it. Like, yeah. It's not an accident. She just
sure, but it's also the lyric.
Yeah,
I feel like. Now,
but
she,
but
familiar.
Then she's acting like she doesn't. She didn't realize she was saying it, but she obviously did.
Oh, okay, yeah, fair enough. Maybe she didn't realize you weren't supposed to do it in that performance because you're Kendrick Lamar, whose music I'm not all that familiar with, so I don't know if it's all filled with N-words and other language. If you're gonna have someone on stage, who you're asking to sing the song. Either pick a song that doesn't include the N-word, or at least say, hey, by the way, don't say this one. Like, get in their ear and say something. I feel like we kind of set her up for this.
There's some context that I'll bring up at the end after all this is over.
Well, hurry up, because I got a meeting soon.
I'm used to singing it like you wrote it.
She says, I'm used to singing it like you wrote it.
I swear.
You got it.
I promise.
No, that one, yeah, I knew that was right.
They probably got me down by the end of the song.
Seems like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I get
I still have to bleep it because it's still a song.
But she's not singing.
She's not doing it there. Didn't. They stop her again. It sounds like I think she said it again. I'm not.
Well, how about this? There is part of me that understands, like, the muscle memory of singing a song.
Yes.
And you stop and you stop and you stop, and then it slips by accident, even if you know you're not supposed to do it.
And it sounds like that's what happened.
Because clearly, if she didn't do it the first three times, the fourth is a slip-up. That wasn't done on purpose. That she's getting called out by the internet is ridiculous to me. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And Kendrick, this is on, in part, Kendrick Lamar. Now, has he said anything?
So, and that's what I can't see this in the video that I saw. This guy at a loss, Stephen King, some guy named Stephen that was at the show. He does I think he's the one that kind of raised attention for this. But he describes that basically Kendrick Lamar is laughing the whole time.
Like, so he's having
like he
fun
think
with
it's hilarious. Well,
okay.
Not that.
He thinks it's funny.
Yeah, and like he knows what he's doing. Like, he's not necessarily offended. Like, he stopped it to call her
out. Yeah.
But it's clearly not a joke. But I think he's what I think he's laughing at is how much of a fool this Delaney girl is making of herself. Like how ridiculous it is that she thought
funny.
This was a good idea.
Well, she was called up by. Like, if he's in on the joke and saying, it's funny and now I'm teasing her for saying the word, but clearly there was no ill intent, and obviously there was no nefarious intent by this girl for using the N-word in the context in this case, then I'm okay with him just kind of joking along and then other people making a big deal out of this. Now, if he's legitimately annoyed...
I don't think he cares. I don't think Kendrick Lamar cares all that much.
Well,
I mean,
if he
clearly
doesn't care,
he
no
stopped
one
her, and I think the crowd was booing her immediately.
He might have stopped her to protect her from...
Maybe
this
a little
kind
bit. I don't
stuff.
Know. I mean, I think this is clearly it's so ill-advised. And I think that, but what's weird is if you're a fan of Kendrick Lamar's music, you know, I mean, I think in terms of what he stands for, it seems like you'd realize that as a white person, he's that's not something
you would be doing.
And he
shouldn't call the white
people
on to sing a song that
Why not?
Has the N-word
if they know all the lyrics.
Them, but then tell them that. That's all I'm saying. Just say, hey, we're going to skip the one word.
Obvious.
You know what it is.
It's obvious.
Is
it? Yes.
Why does she do it?
That's why it's ridiculous that this woman didn't know that. And that's why she's getting made fun of and called out.
She shouldn't get made fun of in this case. I think it's funny.
I'm curious how old she is. Like, if she's like a high schooler or something, I'll let her off the hook. But if she's an adult, I have no sympathy.
I've only seen a still photo of the video, so I don't know. You can't tell how old she is.
I know what she looks like. She looks young, but yeah, it's hard to say exactly.
What if she's 11?
Then
I'm blaming the parents.
Then don't.
What are you sending your 11-year-old kid to Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah,
it's not appropriate. Okay, you know who has no cussing in any of their music?
M83, I don't know.
I don't know if M83 has any cussing. They might. They might throw an F-bomb here or there. Nothing comes to mind.
Lion K? What's the...
They would never cuss.
No.
Although they've gotten a little bit edgier, Lion K. In times, one of his songs is about hooking up with a woman at a bar. Another one is about having one-night stands. Like, he's surprisingly getting a little dark for the context of what you would normally expect of a Lion K album. Anyway, that was the after show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Really do appreciate. We're the number one after show program.
There's another one.
In the building.
I think Ben Shapiro has an after
ben
show
Ben doesn't
podcast.
Have an after No, he doesn't.
I thought he did.
He
I
does
thought
a free
I saw
version
that.
And then an extended version that you still have to pay for.
Oh, okay.
It's the same one. He just does part two. Why are you putting Jew against Jew? Conservative Jew against conservative Jew. No, don't look it up. I'm done.
Google
I'm
after
done.
Show
now I'm going
podcast.
Home. There's no such thing. It's a unique title that I'm sure no one is using elsewhere. I stole the idea from Talking with the Dead, like Walking with the Dead, app, whatever that thing is called. I was like, let's just do that for the show.
Talking Rants.
Talking with the Rants.